Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. Strengthen all your church in the service of Christ, that those who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, continue to bless our religious leaders, and particularly Christopher and Jonathan, with wisdom and authority, and to speak of the love that Jesus has for us all. And we pray for those involved in leading our church and our fellowship in Purley, for our clergy and all our leaders and preachers. And we bring before you Doug, Lisa, Steve and Simon. And Lord, this is a difficult time in our country for church leaders as they face caring for their churches at a time of crisis in our country. Lord, may you give them the right words to say when they have conversations with church families, and may they show your love with all they meet. And Lord God, we thank you that you first loved us. Help us to love you with all our hearts, soul, mind and strength. And help us to love others as you love us. Help us to communicate your love to others this week by our actions and by our words. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless and guide Elizabeth our Queen, and give wisdom to all in authority, and direct this and every nation in the ways of justice and of peace, that men may honour one another and seek the common good. Lord, we've been asked to pray for our nation at this time. We are asked to pray for our country and the nations of the world. And Lord, may we work in unity and respect for each other, and to share the resources with those who have little to control this virus. Lord, we pray for our leaders and the government. Given the difficult situation in our country, bless all our leaders with wisdom, honesty, insight and a concern for the common good. And Lord, we pray for continued collaboration in our government of all parties. Lord, may our leaders be guided by your Spirit to do what is right for our nation and the world, and may they imitate the righteous rule of Christ in the way they lead our nation. And we also bring before you, Lord, the COVID epidemic that is prevalent in our country and around the world at this time. Lord, may all the nations of the world be vigilant, and may we all be aware and obedient to the advice given. Lord, may you protect those who may be vulnerable, and Lord, we give thanks that we now have a vaccine for this terrible disease. Lord, continue to bless the skills of our medical staff to provide the treatment to control this outbreak. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give grace to us, our families and friends, and to all our neighbours, that we may serve Christ in one another and love as he loves us. We pray for our teachers and carers in our community. We pray that all will be supported and provide the right caring support for all those who are in their charge. Lord, may the resources required to support the education of our children be provided, and particularly for those who may not have access to computers and communication links. And Lord, we pray for all those who are fearful of the times we live in, who face despair of what the future may bring. Lord, many have concerns about their work, trying to survive on furlough, and the many who are self-employed, who possibly have even less. Lord, may your tender love lead us from despair to hope, from anxiety into peace, and from brokenness into wholeness. And may your love shine into all our lives, and may we all take confidence that we are not alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Lord, we have a number of our fellowship who are living with serious illness at this time, and we, as a fellowship, are not immune from COVID. using the words of St. Augustine. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who wake, or watch, or weep this day, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, give rest to the weary, sustain the dying, calm the suffering, and pity the distressed. All for your love's sake, O Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. And Lord, in a moment of quiet, we bring before you all those we know among our families and friends who are in need of prayer at this time. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Gracious God, as we remember before you the thousands who have died, surround us and all who mourn with your strong compassion. Be gentle with us in our grief, and protect us from despair, and give us grace to preserve and face the future with hope in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. And rejoicing in the fellowship of all your saints, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.